I give you a new commandment, love one another. Dear friends, this morning's gospel, it takes us back to Holy Thursday. It takes us back to Holy Thursday in that upper room, to the moment just after Jesus washes the apostles' feet. It was on that night that Jesus, he knew that he would not be with his disciples much longer physically. He knew that his crucifixion and his later on, 40 days after Easter, his ascension was just around the corner. So knowing that he would not be with him physically on earth much longer, he chose to give to his church and to his disciples the gift of the priesthood and the gift of the Eucharist so that he could still remain with us, so that he could still remain with us to this day. But it's after he washes the apostles' feet that Jesus says, he gives them a new commandment. He says, I give you a new commandment, love one another. As I have loved you, so you should love one another. Now, the question is that the old law, the law of Moses, had already taught the Jews to love one another. So what makes Jesus' commandment new? What's so new about loving one's neighbor? What makes this commandment new? What's so new about it? The new commandment is distinct from other forms of love, right? For instance, we all love in natural ways, in earthly ways, right? When we love members of our family, we love our parents, we love our children, right? We have affection for our family members. We also love our friends, right? When we share something in common with someone or share doing something together, right? There's an amount of love there that's natural and earthly. But these are like earthly forms of affection. They're earthly forms of love. The new commandment, however, is different because the new commandment of love is only possible after the death and resurrection of Jesus. You see, every person that walks the face of the earth, whether they are Christian or not, whether or not they are baptized, they can love their family members, they can love their friends. But the new commandment in which Jesus commands us to love is only possible with the love of Christ. It's only possible to love in the manner that Jesus wants us to love. It's only possible after his death and resurrection. It's only possible after someone has received the gift of faith in baptism. What makes the new commandment new is Jesus tells us to love, he says, as I have loved you. That's the key word, key phrase. As I have loved you. Because to love in this way, to love the way that Jesus wants us to love our neighbor, it's not natural, it's not earthly. It's actually supernatural. It's Christ-like. And we can't do it. It doesn't come from us. You know, it's just like when we forgive someone, it's hard to forgive by our own power. These things come from grace. They come from God's help. So the question is, how does Jesus love us? If we're called to love as Jesus loves, how did he first love us? He laid down his life for us. He forgives us when we have sinned. He teaches us the truths of the gospel that save us, that bring us to heaven. He heals our wounds. He feeds us with his body and with his blood in the Eucharist. Friends, this is how Jesus loves us. And so this is how Jesus commands us to love one another, forgiving others when they hurt us, teaching and preaching the Catholic faith to others, bringing the joyful message of the gospel to them, bringing healing when reconciliation is needed, laying down our lives in service, laying down our lives and also our personal desires to live a life not lived for oneself, but a life lived for others. How do we do this? Because this doesn't come from us. If we do this, if we try with our own effort, it's impossible. St. Paul tells us the answer, though. St. Paul, in the fifth chapter of Romans, says this to us. He says, "The love of God has been poured out into your hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." You see, friends, we are only able to love in this new commandment. We're only able to love in a supernatural way, not in an earthly way, but in this way that Jesus loves us when we have first received his love. And we first received his love on that day of our baptism, when God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit came to dwell within us. But you know what? Every time we come to Holy Mass, every time that we come for this our celebration of Sunday, the Lord's Day, when we receive the Lord in Holy Communion, he fills us with his love. We call that charity, right? He fills us with his love, fills us with his grace. And it's only because we have first been loved. It's only first because we have been filled with his love that we are able to love in a Christ-like way. So when we love someone, when we love someone in a Christ-like way, when we lay down our life for them, when we forgive them, when we bring healing to them, when we bring them the gospel, it's only because we have first been filled with those things as well. Mother Teresa, she wrote a letter to a priest one time, I think on the day before his ordination. And I can't remember exactly how it goes, but she told the priest, she said, "You must be empty so that you can be filled." So in other words, if we are filled with like ourselves, right? Like with things and things that, you know, whatever, like when, like my will, my personality, and we kind of let those things get in the way. Mother Teresa was saying we must empty ourselves of those earthly loves, empty ourselves of those earthly desires, so that we can be filled with God, so that we can be filled with his love, filled with his grace. We can't give what we don't have, right? So it's only when we have first been filled, when we have first been loved, that then we are able to show that love to others. May it be so. Amen.